Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Guess what day today is? It's Friday.
It's Friday. TGIF.
TGIF. Thank God it's Casual Friday with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo in the studio today. We've got lots of great stories, some of them breaking news stories that we're just getting right now. So we're just like the mainstream media now. This is so cool.
It is cool.
Except the only difference between us and the mainstream media is we just don't lie.
We tell the truth.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, how you doing, Elisa?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good. So you were laughing about my Facebook post this morning.
Which one?
Eminem.
Oh, I laughed about that because it's interesting. I went outside to do cardio yesterday. Actually, we've had a little bit less humidity, and it's lended itself to get outside and do some cardio. So I was outside doing cardio, and I was listening to Eminem's song on my MP3 player, and I thought to myself, he sounds like an angry white boy.
He does, doesn't he? Well, he is an angry. He's made a livelihood out of being an angry white boy. That's exactly what he's done.
Well, and then you posted today that you were listening to Eminem. I just thought that was kind of ironic.
But when you train, tapping into that angst and anger and, you know, fierceness and stuff like that really works sometimes. I trained legs today. So I went from whole body routines. This is my MO. When I take off for a while, I start out with whole body. Then once the whole body routine becomes so exhausting because I can't, I start handling more and more weight in each exercise, then I break it into a split routine. So today was my first quote unquote leg day. And it was a leg day from hell. It really was.
And so Eminem helped you get to
that.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I did squats. I did deadlifts. I did hip thrusts. I did leg presses. I mean, that was a good, and you know me. I mean, I went heavy with everything I could. And I heard that song came on, and it's all about like, till I collapse. Like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this till I collapse.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought you were not going to go as heavy right now, and you were going to tone it down a little bit.
I didn't say that. He said that.
The guy behind Carl
said
that, not Carl.
He's a jerk. I don't listen to him. So anyway, yeah. Now Eminem, Linkin Park, Drowning Pool, D.O.D. These are the groups that I listen to when I train.
I listen to Katy Perry, Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Who else? I have some Eminem, and I have some mashups that you've given me that I really like.
Yeah.
So
if I listen to Katy Perry and who else did you say?
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. I'd end up starting out to train legs, but I'd end up doing Pilates by the time the session came around. So no, I can't use that kind of music to motivate me. Anyway, so we suffered a defeat yesterday.
Yes, we did.
But it's not over, apparently. Okay?
The DARK Act passed the House of Representatives, but it still has to go to the Senate.
And, you know when public radio covers the story and makes it sound like it's a mistake, that it really is a mistake, because they're very, very left-leaning. Yeah, 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 they did. Yeah, they said this is a big mistake. People deserve the right to know what's on in their food.
That's surprising to me.
I know. But thanks to Mike Pompeo and a bunch of other corrupt Republicans and Democrats combined. We had the Republican, they had a Democrat today from either the Carolinas or something talking about how this would be a big mistake. It would cost farmers more money. It wouldn't cost farmers more money. It costs food manufacturers who create labels and put them on boxes. They're the ones that don't want this. Oh, and here's what they said. They said that, get a load of this. This is the those against labeling, this is their argument. As soon as you put it on the box, it implies that it's bad. Now, think about that. So
Who said that?
Mike Pompeo.
Oh, Mike Pompeo.
And everybody that's behind them said this. They concur. Like, as soon as you put it on the box, that means it's bad. Oh, really? Trans fats have been on the box for decades. People still ate the foods. Sugar's been on
high fructose corn syrup.
High fructose corn syrup. Yeah. Well, wait a minute. But then what about the things that people put on the box that are good? oh, contains omega-3s, vegan chickens fed vegan. No, just because it's on the box doesn't mean that people are going to think it's bad.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. So on
this
the,
is these are politicians.
They take things and twist it.
Yes, and they lie and they don't even hide about it.
Yesterday on Facebook, it was just very
combative.
Yeah, combative about that. I did want to mention on the EWG Environmental Working Group website, they said that it's outrageous that some House lawmakers voted to ignore the wishes of 9 out of 10 Americans.
That's the other thing.
9 out of 10 Americans.
That is what public radio said this morning, that by and large, the consensus of the people is they wanted this bill not to pass, and that all these lawmakers basically ignored their constituents yesterday. And this is Monsanto pressure at its finest.
More than 300 organizations, companies, and food industry and social justice leaders oppose the DARC Act in the face of massive spending and lobbying by big chemical and food companies. Poll after poll has shown that a large majority of residents of key states and across the country support mandatory GMO labeling.
But you know what? It doesn't. Let me tell you why this doesn't matter. So there are still companies out there that are labeling their products non-GMO. Buy those products. Reward them for voluntarily avoiding this grade of food and putting it on the label. And punish those who have fought to hide it.
Like you said, vote with your dollars.
Yes.
Buy locally. Buy locally sourced products. Go to your farmer. Find a farmer.
You know what I want to do?
What do you
want to
do?
I thought about this today on the way over in the car. I would love to mount and get other people involved, all the other people who have audiences out there, Dave Asprey, everybody. I would love to mount one to find out what is Monsanto's top-selling product, like what product sells the most that they have the greatest influence and the greatest interest in. And I would like to go for 1 week where we boycott just that product, where it sits on shelves, and when grocery stores ring up at the end of the week and look at their database and go, holy crap, we did not sell any of that particular product. This is the people speaking. I would love to mount that campaign because that small flex of the muscle will show people that we have the strength to make to change this. We don't have to wait for these lying idiots on Capitol Hill to protect us.
Isn't aspartame one of Monsanto's products?
I don't know. That's a good.
I think it is, and we're going to talk about aspartame later on in the show.
Yeah. Also, on that note, we're doing a show next week about a scientific paper that was published that may be a game changer in this entire discussion. Do you know what day that show is?
The show is Wednesday from 1 to 2.
You must tune in Wednesday from 1 to 2 live to hear this show. The FDA has stood on this, and today these politicians on NPR were saying, look, GMO is no different than non-GMO, so there's no reason to label it. Well, this study is a game changer. It shows that they just looked at soy, that GMO soy is vastly different than non-GMO soy.
GMO soy accumulates formaldehyde and disrupts plant metabolism. This is a peer-reviewed study.
Yes. Now, keep in mind,
people say there's no peer-reviewed studies out there. This one is.
Well, but guess what? Here's what's going to happen. Formaldehyde is a known carcinogen. If, in fact, this study shows that genetically modified soy increases the production and then, therefore, the consumption of formaldehyde by those people who consume it, this could, A, change this labeling law, number one. But you know what's going to happen. Monsanto's going to spend hundreds of millions of dollars to get this retracted. Mark my words, it's going to be retracted. But don't think that means it's BS. It's just the power of Monsanto. It's going to be retracted. Mark my words. The World Health Organization is not giving in to Monsanto's desire to retract their decision to label glyphosate as a class B or C carcinogen. They've been trying to get the World Health Organization to genuflect to their dollars, but the World Health Organization is not doing it. But I bet this study will be retracted.
It was published in the Journal of Agricultural Sciences, July 14th, 2015.
How are they going to deny that genetically modified soy has more formaldehyde or has formaldehyde in it when non-genetically modified soy does? How is Monsanto going to explain that one away? They can't. This is going to be a game changer. Wednesday at 1 o'clock, be there. Okay, now let's talk about something even more eerie.
Okay, so I guess there was a new planet that was found.
How cool is this?
NASA discovers Earth-like planet orbiting the cousin of the sun. So essentially they think there might be life on this planet because the way it's orbiting is like in the same,
similar
to the way we orbit our sun.
And also the initial pictures of it show that there's water on it and there's land masses on it, which looks very similar to our planet. It has that blue-green hue from the water. It looks very similar to our planet from afar.
If the planet is rocky and scientists believe that it has a better than even chance of being just that, then it could be in the midst of a fearful scenario as the heat of its dying star evaporates.
The dying star that it's circling.
Yeah.
Well, and that's not a good thing because that means when that star implodes, then that planet's going to go out of its geosynchronous orbit.
Not only is this planet squarely in the Goldilocks zone where life could exist because it is neither too hot nor too cold to support liquid water, its star looks like an older cousin of our sun.
If anything, what we could gain from this is to understand how our planet is going to end up being someday.
Well, and then on the heels of that, I guess Stephen Hawking, you know who Stephen Hawking is. He's the renowned scientist that they did the
movie Theory of Everything.
The movie about him. He's teamed up with a Russian technology entrepreneur, and they're launching the biggest scientific push in the search for scientific alien life.
That's great. You know, back in 2001, 2002, and 2003, I was a member of SETI, S-E-T-I. I spent a lot of time sitting at a desk doing contract work. And SETI was an organization that was looking for life in outer space. And they had these radio telescopes, if you will, that listened to outer space. And they had hundreds of thousands of hours of tapes that they needed someone to physically listen to. And so when you joined SETI, you had the right to download these files. I think they were in wave form. And then you would listen to them. And what you were listening for, like most of it just sounded like static. What you were listening for was sounds like pings that had a rhythm, which would imply the potential for life on another planet. And I used to sit at my desk and work and do contract work and have that playing in the background and listen. And then I would mark the tape listened to by me. And if I heard anything, I had to put the time stamp of where, at the 34-minute and 7-second mark and what I heard.
Did you hear anything?
But occasionally, but it was like sometimes I would hear a pop, but that's nothing. I know it's not, but you had to indicate it anyway. I probably listened to literally hundreds of hours of radio telescope audio tapes looking for life on other planets. What a geek I am, huh?
They're calling this the Breakthrough Initiative. Breakthrough Listen and Breakthrough Message are just the start of their plan.
Right.
Breakthrough Listen will use two of the world's most powerful telescopes to scan for life throughout the universe. The Parkes Telescope in New South Wales and the Robert C. Byrd Green Bank Telescope in West Virginia.
Oh, wow.
I'd like to go see it.
Yeah, we should go check that out.
That's within driving distance from here.
Yeah, yeah. And so I bet you didn't you say they have an app coming out so where people can help them listen to the tapes?
Yes, but it's only on Androids.
Yeah, but you can go to SETI, SETI.org, and become a member of SETI, and you can listen to these tapes on your computer while you're working.
It's a BOINC app. Civilian alien hunters can lend their phones to process the data that the telescopes gather. The app only works when the phone is plugged in and on a Wi-Fi connection. You can also use a Mac computer or a Linux, L-I-N-U-X,
yeah,
system.
Linux Red Hat, that's an Apache, that's a server operating system.
Or you can do it on your PC.
Yeah, yeah. On the PC is easy. You're sitting there, you're working, you're listening to these things in the background. It's really cool. I felt like I was doing something special, like any second I could be the guy who discovers life on another planet. It was very cool.
So cool.
We have to take a break. That's how cool it is. Okay, let's do this. Let's take one quick commercial break. We got lots of great stories to talk about, and some of them are breaking news happening right now. You're listening to Casual Friday. Stay tuned.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, livonlabs.com.
New from the makers of MassPro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost anymore to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week at small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Hello, boys and girls. My name is Fat Lip, and this is my friend, Sammy the Salmon.
What do
you
do?
You know, I interviewed a doctor from Iran one day.
Not too long ago.
Yeah, and his name was Dr. Salmon. And I was so
worried. It was Sammy.
Salmon, but S-A-L-M-O-N. And I was so worried that this song was going to play. And I was going to say, hey, my name is Fat Lip. This is my friend Sammy the Salmon. What do you do? And I was like, oh, he's going to think I'm making fun of him. All right, look, couple plugs real quick. All American EFX is giving away two things. They have a new carb user's guide that explains how to use carbs in and around your workout, regardless of your type of training. They will have different protocols. You can get the book. It's a book for free. Go to superhumanradio.com. At the top of the webpage, you'll see a banner ad that says, get your carb user guide book for free. Number one. Number two, if you haven't tried Crealkaline, the only patented buffered creatine monohydrate product in the world, go to superhumanradio.com, bottom right-hand side of the homepage. You'll see a banner ad that says, ask a scientist. Click that banner ad. Say, hey, Dr. Jeff, send me some Crealkaline. And make sure you include your mailing address, or you won't get it. And you'll wonder why you didn't get it. And, of course, we have to welcome a new sponsor, Only Goodness Inside, the best, single best in the world, natural deodorant. Not only does it not have toxins in it, but it also has vitamins, minerals, Dead Sea salt, magnesium, great stuff that's healthy for you to absorb. And they have a, I believe, a 25% off coupon. If you go to superhumanradio.com and look for the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to take advantage of that order offer, show them some love. Okay, so breaking news. I'm going to read this verbatim. This is from the Wall Street Journal. Wall Street Journal reports that federal officials proposed a life sentence for the former executive of a peanut processing company. This is an extraordinary recommendation that underlines the government's tougher enforcement on food safety laws. The executive was found guilty in September for covering up salmonella contamination that was linked to 9 deaths and over 700 illnesses. The sentence would be the most severe in U.S. criminal history involving food safety violations, according to the article. There have been 4 convictions or guilty pleas in criminal cases under the 1938 Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act since 2013, roughly the same amount as in the 24 years through 2012. So I applaud. I have talked bad about this government. I've said the FDA loves to put supplement companies out of business, but they do whatever they have to do for the big food companies to keep things going. This shows that they're being even-handed instead of unfair. I think this is great. A life sentence. What is this? What about the family who poisoned everybody with their eggs? They got to be shaking in their boots right now.
I think so. It says here that the plant once boasted that it was the processor of the world's finest peanut products, and it claimed to have remarkable food safety record. But the FDA uncovered mold, roaches, and water leaks.
Yeah.
Over the years, its products had tested for salmonella over 6 times. 6 times.
Yeah. Good. I think life sentence is good. I think this is great. And I think more food manufacturers need to see this as a wake-up call, that if you are going to do things that financially benefit your company but put the American population at risk, be prepared to do life in prison. I think this is great. This is awesome. I applaud the FDA. I never thought I would do this, but I applaud the FDA today on the show. How do you like that one?
Good for you.
There you go.
So while we're on the subject of peanuts, I just wanted to mention this. A while back, Alex posted a blog about peanut butter and how the high oleic version is a good choice to eat.
Yeah.
So on Science News, this comes from Science News July 17th, a new variety of peanut called Olay has recently been released by a team of researchers. Olay peanuts have longer shelf lives and increased disease resistance compared to other peanut varieties and pack high amounts of heart-healthy fat acid called oleic acid.
That's awesome.
And it's the oleic acid that gives it a longer shelf life.
Interesting. So something good actually makes it better for production. That's a novel change.
Yeah.
Really good.
I hope that comes out soon.
Yeah.
Because I do like peanuts.
I know you love peanut butter.
I do like peanut butter.
Elisa gets a new jar of peanut butter, and it's almost like a ritual. She starts stirring the oil back into it, and she gets all excited about it.
I stopped eating it I haven't had any.
Well,
in a
because
long
of
time.
Dr. Lauren Cordain, he scared the bejeebers out of many of us who were eating peanuts. I mean, I was a big fan of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches when I was bulking. And then he said, peanuts are going to give you arteriosclerosis. because of peanut lectins. But Alex Leaf did a very thorough investigation in an article that's still on SupremeRadio.com. And I thought to myself, you know, what am I avoiding peanuts for? You know?
The relatively high amounts of oleic acid compared to other fatty acids called linoleic acid in Olay peanuts increases their shelf life tremendously. Unsaturated fatty acids like oleic and linoleic acid contain one or more double bonds between carbon atoms. Fats go rancid when these double bonds break down. Fewer double bonds in a fatty acid means a greater shelf life. Oleic acid has fewer double bonds compared to linoleic acid.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Do you realize what I just did?
What did you just do?
I put the advice of Alex Leaf over Dr. Lauren Cordain. No, think about that. I just did. I mean, that's saying something. You know, when we were in Seattle, and we met with Alex's mom and dad, you know.
And Alex.
And Alex, of course. No, Alex wasn't there. He had to stay home. And so, you know, when we were leaving, we were departing, and I shook his dad, Marv's, hand, and I said to him, I don't know if you realize how instrumental and the amount of esteem that your son has within the exercise and nutrition community. And I think I said that to him, and he looked at me, and I don't know that he really had a grasp of, like, the number of people who look to Alex's opinion on things with great gravity. And there's a lot of people out there espousing to be gurus and know this and know that, but very few people take their advice. And I don't take most of their advice. But when Alex wrote that article, I read it and I thought, you know, why am I afraid of peanuts? This is good stuff.
So, I went out and bought a jar of peanut
butter. And I started eating peanut butter again as a result of that article. So there you go. When
all we need now is the high oleic version a little protein.
We just need Alex to write a book called The Paleo Solution or something like that. Then he'll be ready. All right, so you wanted to talk about your calves, but we have to take a break.
Okay, we can talk about calves when we come back.
Now, are you talking about young cows?
No.
You're talking about
the other version.
The other cows. Okay, the other calves. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. 4936 wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Thinking about Cavs after last week when we were talking about, I think it was last week when we talked about Serena Williams, and she has great calves.
Yeah, she really has nice legs. Yeah.
Yeah. So why give your butt and thighs all the attention?
That's a true, that's true, right? We're so focused on having a big butt. We're so focused on having nice, big, thick upper legs. And this is true of guys, too. I mean, I see so many guys at the gym that from the knees down, they look like little chickens.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do anything. Now, some of us are doing real heavy leg work and our calves are getting some of the size from that. But most guys don't do heavy leg work, so their calves look like little chicken bones.
One thing I'd like to point out is that the calf has an upper calf and a lower.
Well, no, it's not.
It's not upper, and you
I think you could define it that way. But one of them is under and one of them is over, too.
Okay. So
it has an upper over and an inner under. How
okay.
about that one?
the soleus is on the lower portion
yeah.
of your leg.
And it goes from the back of your knee all the way down to your ankle.
And it is mostly a slow-twitched fibered muscle.
Right.
Meaning it's suited for endurance training.
Right.
And the
gastrocnemius, which you can just refer to as the gastroc.
The gastroc is for the most part a fast twitch fibered muscle better suited for strength and power training.
Jumping.
Like plyometrics.
Jumping. Yeah. So here's something interesting. Here's an interesting fact.
Heavy weights and lower reps.
The best jumpers have a short gastroc and a long Achilles tendon. That creates a more elastic, so that you can actually preload it and rebound off of it.
So what
then
would
someone who has a really long muscle belly and a short Achilles tendon, they won't be able to jump as well.
So what would an athlete like a tennis player or Serena Williams?
Well, I don't know about that because that's more explosive lateral movement side to side. But take basketball players who have smaller gastrocs. And then and they tend to be better jumpers, better suited for high jumping because they have more rebound and spring in their jump because of the larger Achilles tendon, as opposed to a basketball player who has a real big, thick, long muscle belly and has, you know, a little 4 or 5 inch Achilles tendon. He will not be as good of a jumper. It's just the way it is.
So to work the gastroc, you do that with your legs straight.
Yes, knees locked.
Knees locked,
yes.
So that would be like, say, for instance, the standing calf raise.
But there's something that people forget about with this, okay? The gastroc will not be completely engaged unless you are getting up on the ball of your foot and the big toe. If you're doing leg raise, calf raises, and it's basically the four toes on the outside, kind of going up and down, so your feet are actually kind of going out a little bit this way, you're not really hitting the gastroc. Try rolling in, okay, rolling your hips in a little bit, and getting the weight on the ball of the foot, and standing up on the ball of the foot. You'll have to go lighter, but try that and watch the pump and the pain in your gastroc then.
And if you don't have a standing calf machine, you can use like a Smith machine with a bench.
Sure.
You can do body weights like that on a step.
Yes. You could also get on a leg press machine, load it up, unhinge the weight, let it come down, keep your legs locked, and just use your ankles, push the weight up and down with your calves.
Okay. And to work the soleus.
Sit down.
Sit, the sitting calf raise.
A 90 degree, the knee should be bent at least 15 degrees and preferably 90 degrees.
And if you don't have the seated calf
raise. Or is it 45 degrees? 45 degrees, right? I don't know, 90. Yeah.
If you don't have the seated calf raise, you can actually use dumbbells and kind of rest them on your knees, right?
Yes, 45 degrees. I'm sorry, I keep vacillating. Yes, you can put something on the top of the leg, but that becomes a little challenging because you can actually compress the muscle and the ligaments that hold on to the kneecap, and you can give yourself some tracking problems. You're better off probably using something larger and putting it on the middle of the leg and the quad muscles here, as opposed to letting it roll forward towards the knees.
Okay, so I'm reading this. Sit on the edge of a bench with your feet flat on the floor. Hold one dumbbell on each thigh. Place it on the thigh.
Yeah.
Towel across your lap if you're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Press through the balls of your feet to lift your heels. Pause, then slowly return to the start without allowing your heels to touch the ground.
Right. Now, to make the gastrocs grow the best, what I've found is don't do high rep work at all, but do static contraction work. The gastroc, as you point out, is a fast twitch muscle. It's used to doing thousands of reps all day long. It doesn't care. It's like, give me more. I don't care about that. But what it's not used to is static contraction. Load the calf machine up, get into the top position, and hold that for 30 seconds at a time. Let it down for a full stretch. Get off. You won't be able to walk. That will make your gastrocs grow.
Here's another one for the ladies out there. If you do a body weight bridge, just raise your calves while you're doing that.
So do a calf raise at the top.
You're doing a calf, yeah, just once do your a hips, calf raise
once your,
at the
once,
top.
Once your hips are locked out, the hinges all locked out, then just go up on the balls of your feet.
Keep your hips lifted and your body straight from your knees to your neck. Raise your heels from the floor. Pause, then lower without touching your heels to the ground.
I did hip thrusts today.
Oh, did you?
Two kids from St. X were laughing at me.
Why?
The two young football players. Then I ended up meeting up with them in the sauna.
What'd you say to him?
Well, I just started talking to them. I just think they had a different respect. They didn't see my whole workout. You know, they just saw me doing hip thrusts and then they saw me doing leg presses and deadlifts after that. So I think that their opinion changed. But I think when they first saw me doing hip thrusts, they thought, what goofy exercise is this guy doing?
Whatever. Yeah. They need to get with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they were young. They were really young.
Okay.
So work on your calves.
Yeah. Work on those sexy gams. Okay, 8 small things you do that people use to judge your personality.
Me personally?
No.
Okay.
People. Eight small things that people do.
Okay.
Okay, so the first one, when I first went into sales when I was in my early 20s, I'll never forget this. The woman who worked at the company that I worked for, she shook my hand.
Right.
And she said, the best piece of advice that I can give to you. Now, mind you, I'm barely 21, 22.
Right.
The best piece of advice I can give you is when someone shakes your hand, they're going to judge you from that. And I've never forgotten that. And when I shake someone's hand, I always make sure to have a firm grip.
And then my father used to say, when he told me about shake, how important it is to a man to shake a hand, he said, clasp the hand, squeeze it tightly but gently, and look them in the eye.
Okay, so the first one is, of course, handshake. Strong handshakes usually reflect a strong and confident character, whereas weak handshakes usually indicate a lack of confidence and are almost always a characteristic of people who would look for an easy way to do things.
Interesting. That's really interesting.
Says research backs up the idea that your handshake can reveal certain aspects of your personality. One study found that people with firm handshakes were more likely to be extroverted and emotionally expressive and less to be shy and neurotic. Well, I know I'm emotionally expressive.
Yeah, you are. I would say that you're fiery, quite frankly.
You said that before
just,
the show.
Just this morning I said that. Yeah, Elisa's like a lioness, man. She's like the sweetest, like kind of, she has this light voice and it's little and she's kind of sweet and she's smiley. And then all of a sudden you back her into the corner and you go, oh man, what did I just do? I just made a big mistake.
Who is this person?
Yeah.
Where did she come from?
Kathleen comes out. Kathleen is Elisa's alter ego. We named her alter ego because when Kathleen comes out, everybody needs to go home. whether you show up on time. Now, this is an important one because I was told when I was in my early 20s, you have to plan to be late. And think about that because you're cutting things so close and then all of a sudden you show up late. When you show up late, it shows a great deal of disrespect for everybody else that was there on time. In fact, I have become one of those people who likes to show up places early if possible as a result of that since my 20s.
I obsess about being on time. You know that about me.
Yeah.
I do.
I mean, it's easy. You can be on time or you can be late. A lot of people, they procrastinate. Oh, it takes me an hour to get ready and I have to be someplace at 6 o'clock. It takes a half hour to get there. So you know that you got to be in the shower at 4:30. Okay. No, 4. Sorry. But that's what happens. They go, oh, I'll just get in the shower at 4:30 and I won't encounter any traffic. And next thing you know, you're 20 minutes late and you're rushing and you show up and you're all disheveled and you're all frantic. You planned, your plan made you late. You weren't late by accident.
Well, and if you're running late, it just makes things, you get nervous and
You're not on your game.
How you treat restaurant staff.
This is a big one for me because I waited tables.
I've never waited tables, but I try to be nice to the restaurant staff.
You know what? I have people in my past that every time we would go to a restaurant, it was like a cringe moment because this person would always find problems with the wait staff and embarrass them. And all I used to say is in my head was, this person eats a lot of spit, just doesn't know it.
I was just thinking that.
That's what they do. I mean, wait staff will do nasty things.
Do they really do that?
Absolutely. Yeah, especially if somebody, look, I don't mean somebody who says, look, the steak is, I ordered it rare and it's overcooked. They're like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'll bring it
Let's
back.
Let's get another
That's
one.
Different. Mm-hmm. But when you're like when you start causing them problems out of no reason at all, and like the real thing that waitstaff hate is when you start talking down to them. Many of them are in college or building businesses like I was. And this is the job that allowed them to work 5 hours a day and make a good deal of money and tips. So when you look down at me, I may be making more money than you right now, but this is what I've chosen to do. People think that if someone waits on you, they're somehow slaves. And that's how they talk to them. When you start talking to a wait person without respect, like they're some kind of slave and you're better than them, just know that the special sauce is spit. That's it.
Okay, where you look when you drink out of a cup. A person that looks into the cup when drinking tends to be more introspective. A person who looks over the rim tends to be more influenced by others, more environmentally aware, carefree, extroverted, and trusting.
I definitely never look into the cup.
No,
I mean, I may look into it before I drink it to make sure something
doesn't
fall in it.
Make sure there's no bugs in there.
Yeah, but I don't look in it while I'm drinking it.
whether you bite your nails.
Okay, tell me about this one.
That's a sign of the person who eats away at himself. Research suggests that those who bite nails or pull their hair or pick their skin tend to be perfectionists, unable to fully relax.
That's a really good one.
Yes.
I don't do any of those things. What about pick your nose? No, that's not on the list. Never mind.
No, your handwriting.
Yeah, mine sucks.
Mine does too. Whether you're writing a to-do list or a love note, your handwriting can say a lot about you.
Well, does it say
large letters indicate that you're people-oriented, while small letters suggest you're introverted? Letters that slant to the right can mean you're friendly and sentimental. Those that don't slant at all might mean you're pragmatic. Letters that slant to the left suggest you're introspective. So Carl's holding up a paper right now that has his handwriting on it.
From the notes I was just making. So they're very big letters, right?
They're very big.
They have a slight rightward slant.
It indicates that you're people-oriented, and the right slant can mean you're friendly and sentimental. That's you.
Yeah, that's me. That's me.
Sure.
But also notice something else. My lines go up.
Mine do that sometimes.
From left to right. I start out at the left, let's say at zero, and I end up on the high side on the right side. So my lines go up. I wonder if that means I'm optimistic too.
Okay. How often you check your phone? If you're constantly refreshing your email or Facebook feed, one study found you may be less emotionally stable and trying to boost your mood. People become addicted to social media.
Yeah, yeah.
There's nothing I like. I don't like it when people have their phone out at dinner time.
Yeah.
At a restaurant.
Or when they're visiting.
Yes.
It's like they're visiting with you, and then they're
sitting on their phone.
But I got to tell you something, kids. To this generation, I sound like my father. This generation is no goddamn good. No, this generation is
I can't believe you just said that.
I'm sorry. This generation is addicted to their phones, as Elisa picks up her phone and looks at it. Do you realize you just did that? Did you do it on purpose?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, and then the last one, whether you make eye contact. That is huge. There's nothing worse than having a conversation with someone and they're looking everywhere except for looking at you in your eyes.
Personally, I don't trust somebody who can't look at me while I'm talking. I know something is up. Either they're lying to me about what we're talking about, they're hiding something, but something is up. And when someone talks to me and they can't look at me, I usually have nothing to do with that person. That's just my own rule.
Well, yes, I agree.
Because I don't make a connection with them, so I don't want to have anything to do with it. It's not like though I go, oh, they're not looking at me. I'm not going to have anything to do with them. When someone can't look at me while I'm talking, I think there's something sketchy about this person.
Shows a lack of self-control, required drive to follow through, and a weak will.
There you go.
So look at people in the eye next time you
talk to
them.
And there's no weaklings in this audience, that's for sure. We all look at you, crush your hand when we shake it. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We've got lots of good stories. You're listening to Casual Friday. By the way, I got to thank Dr. Jeff Galini and Brian Andrews over at All American EFX, All American Pharmaceutical, for the breaking news on the peanut story. Because Dr. Jeff gets all those bulletins because he belongs to all those food organizations. So thank you for sending that over to us. We'll be right back.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
For the best in real world, no nonsense result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Okay, what do you want to talk about first?
Do you want to talk about ketones?
Sure.
So evidently, the Tour de France is trying to figure out if they want to start testing athletes for potentially enhancing their performance with ketones.
That I got to tell you why this is this is complete BS to me. Okay? This would show a prejudice against a particular substrate found in the body. And let me expand on that. So are they going to ban riders from using goo, which is a high carbohydrate fuel that they will consume while they're racing to keep glucose levels high? Are they going to ban them from using Gatorade or other similar drinks, which also increase mineral and, in some cases, glucose levels? And if the answer is no to those, then it has to be no to this. Just because we've discovered a novel way to use ketones for performance doesn't change the fact that ketones are naturally occurring in a person's body if they fast for long periods of time or if they undergo long hours and hours of endurance exercise, the body will start to produce ketones to keep up with the energy demands.
Well, evidently, the British rider who was on the Sky Cycling team,
mm-hmm.
was asked by reporters if he was using them, and he denied using them and said that he didn't even know what they were when asked in a press conference after a stage of the race in the Pyrenees mountain range this past
week. What, and did they discover he was? Or?
Well, they don't. The ketones are not on the prohibited list of performance-enhancing substances, nor part of its monitoring program right now. But I guess they're considering it.
If they do this, then they have to put high fructose corn syrup, glucose, sucrose, galacto. They have to put every sugar on the performance-enhancing list as well then. Because that raises blood sugar levels, and that's improving performance. So now what athletes have to do is they have to race completely depleted and starved. This is idiocy.
It says here one of the manager directors of has a PhD, and he's a managing director of a UK firm for legal foods, said that ketones delivered from a beverage for performance enhancement would likely only be beneficial where athletes are already pre-adapted to using ketones as a fuel.
He's not completely right.
That are non-adapted would likely be would
see less of an effect.
Yes,
I don't know that that's true. I think Patrick Arnold and Dr. Dominic D'Agostino could weigh in on that anecdotally because there's no really good research out there. But what I think we are finding is individuals who use ketones during an endurance race spare more muscle glycogen. And are able to endure longer.
How are they going to be able to differentiate between the ones that your body produces naturally and if you take
Here's the problem. I don't even think that question, I don't even think it needs to, the discussion should even go that far. If they say you can't drink a drink that raises ketone levels, then they must say you cannot drink a drink that raises blood sugar levels. Why are they prejudiced against ketones all of a sudden? And look, if drinking a ketone drink that raises ketone levels is performance enhancing, then swallowing 6 ounces of fructose during a race that raises blood sugar levels is also performance enhancing. That has to be banned as well.
I agree.
No, this is idiocy. But this is what happens. What I really love about this is they have a picture of raspberry ketone capsules, which is like what Dr. Oz had touted for weight loss, and women were taking raspberry ketones, but still eating all the slop that they were eating before and going, oh, this is going to make me lose weight.
Well, my sister one time said she was going to be taking raspberry ketones, and I was like, why?
Yeah, what is that going to do for you?
Well, I mean, she's does not need to be taking that. She needs to be looking at exercise and lifestyle and diet.
And getting rid of the margarita mixer. She has a special mixer just for margaritas. So, but no, really, they should have Patrick Arnold's Keto Force because that's the shiznit right there if you want to use ketones for performance.
Because I read on here that they get those ketones, some people get them, derive them from corn. I don't know.
It's a butyrate. I don't know where they get it from, but it doesn't matter because whether it comes from corn or whatever, it's just the butyrate molecule. So it doesn't have any of the attributes of where it came from. So,
okay, so I do want to talk about tuna for a second.
I love tuna.
I do too, and you have to be careful with the mercury content today.
Yeah.
So there is a skipjack.
Which I've always thought was a cheap tuna.
Has a mercury limit 10 times stricter than the FDA's.
Really?
And there's a brand of tuna called Safe Catch, which is deemed safe enough for pregnant women and children.
So let me get this straight. Skipjack is good to eat.
By the low mercury criteria established by Consumer Reports.
So skipjack is better to eat.
Yes.
And here I always thought
it's a smaller fish. A skipjack is a smaller fish, so it has it doesn't live as long, so
Bingo.
It doesn't have the high mercury content.
That's the logic behind getting fish oil supplements from smaller fish like sardines and what's the other ones? Anchovies, because they don't live as long and they don't have the time to accumulate the mercury. Interesting.
So evidently this safe catch method involves testing each and every fish, then hand cutting it, raw packing it, cooking it in a BPA-free can with no additives, just pure natural fish.
So we need to start buying skipjack. So where do you get skipjack?
I think they have it at Whole Foods, but I don't know for sure.
I can't believe I've I always thought skipjack was like the cheap, crappy tuna. You shouldn't buy it. And here it's the good stuff. Well, there you go. I even learned from listening to this show. How do you like that one? Okay.
So Carl went and ran the steps during the break.
Yeah, I have to do it again. I had an amazing leg workout, and I didn't run the steps. I have to be honest with you. I walked the steps up and down four times.
Okay, here it is on Amazon. I see skipjack on Amazon.
Really?
So Wild Planet Wild Skipjack Light Tuna.
I'm going to order some today.
Are you?
Yeah. We have to take a break.
Okay.
Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Okay. We'll be right back. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
You know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost anymore to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
To a radio show the other day, and they had some girl who called in, and she didn't know who Pat Benatar was. She was like, 19 years old.
You're kidding me.
Yeah. She probably heard all these songs. She just didn't know who it was. Okay. Real quick. The Carb User's Guide will allow you to figure out how much carbs, what carbs, and the timing for your individual sport. Go to superhumanradio.com. At the very, very top of the homepage, you'll see a banner ad that you can get the free book from All-American EFX Sports on the Carb User Guide.
Can I get one?
Yeah, of course. You should get one. Everyone should get one. Okay. What are we talking about first?
Well, speaking of carbs, there's a new pill that will allow people with celiac disease to eat gluten-filled meals.
Now, think about something. I'm going to tell you the flaw in this.
So it shows a picture of beer and pizza.
This guy, I got to tell you something. I'm going to say it now. I want to say it now because I want this to be emblazoned in your head for 5 years from now. His name is Hoon Sun Woo.
From the University of Alberta.
And what we're going to find out is while the gluten may not cause some of the digestive distress, which is part of celiac disease, it is still going to cause inflammation that's going to destroy your body. Hoon Sun Woo is a perfect example of what's wrong with the pharmaceutical model.
He spent the last 10 years developing a pill that could people with celiac disease could take before drinking a beer or eating
a pizza
so that they won't feel sick afterwards.
Won't feel sick afterwards. Okay. What does it block?
Okay. When a person with celiac disease takes this pill, antibodies found in egg yolks coat the gluten as it passes through the digestive tract. That way it doesn't stimulate the sensitive gluten receptors in the small intestines. The pill has to be taken 5 minutes before eating and works for a maximum of 2 hours, during which the person could chug a beer or chow down on pizza without worrying.
Okay, let's talk about a couple things. First of all, Mr. Hoon Sun Woo just gave you the answer right now. You don't have to wait for the pill. Crack an egg, take the yolk out, drink the egg yolk, and then go to Pasta Express and have your pasta. But here's the problem with that. Just because it's not causing the digestive distress component of celiac disease does not mean that the pro-inflammatory agents aren't getting into your body, attacking your thyroid, attacking your organs, and doing all the horrible things that they do to your body. Does this suppress the inflammation seen in celiac disease? I bet not. Will this protect the person from all the other damning of side effects of celiac disease? I bet not. But yeah, you'll be able to eat a pizza and not crap yourself at the end of the night.
The pill isn't a treatment or a cure, says Sun Woo. It's just a way to improve a patient's quality of life.
This guy's an idiot. This is just like people who take metformin and glucophage and then continue to eat high glycemic index diets and promote their diabetes. We know that they still die of diabetic complications, just slower.
The pill has completed its first phase of clinical trials, and the next phase showing the pill's efficacy plans to be started next year. And if all goes well, the pill should be available commercially in just 2 to 3 years.
This fits right in with the discussion on Nexium that we did earlier in the week.
People need to listen to that show if they haven't.
I mean, think about this. I've always joked about, the commercial where the hot dog is slapping the guy in the face, and then the narrator says, "Do the foods you love not love you? Take Nexium." No, if the foods you love don't love you, that means don't eat them. Your body is trying to tell you that it's in distress. If your child got a stomach ache every time your child ate pizza, would you say, "Here, have some egg white pill and then eat the pizza?" Or would you say, "Pizza's no good for you, son. You better stop eating it now. Your life will be better off." No. Who wants, if pizza and beer make you sick, find something else to enjoy. Don't take a pill.
It's just like that friend of mine who had issues with her stomach and
gallbladder.
And so she had her gallbladder removed, and her words were, "So that she can eat anything she wants."
Yeah, so she had a major organ removed from her body so that it wouldn't be an inconvenience any longer.
So she could eat anything she wants.
It's terrible. It's crazy. And she's not assimilating and digesting the food that requires bile unless they gave her enzymatic tablets to take with every meal, which I doubt that she's doing. No, this guy is crazy. You know what? If you have celiac disease, wouldn't it be better to have a long, healthy life without pizza and beer? Or would you rather have a short, miserable life, but be able to have pizza and beer and not give you digestive problems at the end of the night?
So I was just recently around a nurse practitioner, and a guy was talking about how he loved to drink beer, hops, but you know, he had a big belly and he wanted to know what to do to help him get rid of the big belly,
but he
didn't want to stop drinking beer. Yeah. So she told him to take white bean extract prior to drinking his beer.
And what would that do for him?
That the body can't assimilate the carbohydrates, just like the glycosol used to do.
Right, right. It blocks the uptake.
Yes.
But I don't think it's just that. I think it's the alcohol too. The alcohol does things to the thyroid. It causes repartitioning different in the body. It causes water retention. I don't think it's just that.
How much alcohol is in beer?
Less than wine. But people drink a lot of it. Who drinks one can of beer? Most people who love beer, they drink 5, 6, 7 cans of beer. No, and that's a whole nother discussion, how alcohol. But you know what? If you want to get lean and beer is one of the things that's making you fat, make the decision to cut it out. Maybe not forever, but just for now. But people don't have the ability to do that. No one wants to do without anything that they want in this life. No one's willing to make any sacrifices. They want everything with no sacrifice. So that's where we are today.
Okay, so Marion Nessel, she on her blog, she has some sponsored studies. So she has these studies that have been sponsored by the food industry. But when you look at them, like for example, we get these studies all the time.
Right.
This one is cooked oatmeal consumption is associated with better diet quality, better nutrient intakes, and reduced risk for central adiposity and obesity in children 2 to 18 years.
And who paid for that study?
That was paid for by PepsiCo.
Right. Who owns Quaker?
Who owns Quaker.
Right.
And the lead author is a member of the Kellogg's Breakfast Council.
Yeah.
I mean, that should be illegal.
Well, there usually are disclaimers on the bottom of the study, but nobody pays attention. Like, the media doesn't. The media.
And that's Marion Nessel's point, is you have to know where the study is coming from.
Yeah, but here's the problem. Where do the majority of Americans get this information from? From some news channel, right? And all they do is read the press release. Nobody says that authors disclose that they do have some conflict of interest because one of them works for Kellogg. You know,
well, people take this as the word. Okay, so she says, my point, industry-sponsored studies invariably appear to favor the sponsor's marketing interests.
Yeah.
She said she would very much like to find sponsored studies that produce results contrary to the sponsor's interest.
You'll never see that because those don't get published. They happen, but they just don't get published. Look at CNN. CNN is now starting a new CNN studio so that they can create news story-like content to promote their sponsor's products. So they're even going to step further. They're not just going to say the headline of a study and omit the fact that it was sponsored by the industry. They're going to create stories that people are going to go, oh my God, I need to start eating Hershey bars every single day because they're associated with weight loss and the reversal of Alzheimer's disease. And meanwhile, it's just a commercial packaged like a news story, and CNN is going to do this to people.
Daily potassium intake and sodium to potassium ratio in the reduction of blood pressure, a meta-analysis of randomized controlled trials. Now, that one was sponsored by Nestle's because they produce potassium-fortified products.
Well, but I have to be honest with you. They're right about this one. It isn't about how much sodium you have in your diet. It's about how much potassium you have with your sodium. This is fact. I mean, I've been experimenting with sodium and potassium in the past week, and I've actually flushed all the water out of my body by increasing my potassium to be higher because I sit in the sauna a lot. I sweat sodium and potassium and magnesium and calcium out. I'm replenishing more of all of these, but I've increased my potassium, and guess what? The swollen ankles are gone now because I increased my potassium.
Oh, you're going to love this one. Consuming high protein soy snacks affects appetite control, satiety, and diet quality in young people and influences select aspects of mood and cognition. The sponsor was DuPont Nutrition and Health, maker of soy ingredients.
Yeah, of course, of course. But as an example, again, the study doesn't necessarily mean the research is flawed. So in the instance of potassium and sodium working hand in hand, I think that is an important discussion. But I think that the media, the onus is on the media to openly disclose any conflicts of interest. From now on, when they read a press release on a study, they need to go one step further and say, the authors claim no conflict of interest, or the authors claim a conflict of interest. One worked for Nestle's, one worked for, you know.
That should be in large print where people can
mandatory
read that.
Mandatory at the top. Yes, absolutely. Because then people read that and then they can decide whether to take the study seriously.
I guarantee you, if it were a supplement and there was some conflict of interest, that would be written right
there.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. We have to take a break.
Okay.
All right, let's do this. Let's take one quick commercial break. I'm going to go run the stairs. We'll be right back. Get up and move around during the break. We'll be right back.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes.
Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym?
You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Those of you who tuned in to Physical Culture Radio yesterday with Brooks Kupick and I, where we talked about reinventing yourself at 60, we got a lot of positive responses from listeners all day yesterday and today. He has blogged about it and carried on the discussion. If you go to his website, BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com, and click the blog link, you'll see today's blog talking about it in depth. Check it out. So aspartame is back in the news.
Aspartame is back in the news. Evidently, PepsiCo is going to swap their diet drink, aspartame in their diet drink, for other artificial sweeteners.
Sucralose and Ace-K.
Sucralose and Ace-K. That was... Their number one complaint from consumers was that they don't like the aspartame in the diet sodas.
Right.
And their sales have dropped dramatically in that category, which I think the sales are dropping dramatically all over the board.
In soda in general.
Yes.
People are getting the idea that you shouldn't be drinking soda.
Right. So I have mixed emotions about this. One of the things that I did was I went to the American Cancer Society's website, and I read what their
position
is on aspartame. And they say that aspartame is broken down into phenylalanine, aspartic acid, and methanol.
Right.
Methanol is toxic, but they say that it's not toxic in the amounts that consumers drink it in.
And in fact, there are natural products that people consume, like fruit juices that you just pointed out to me, you're going to talk more about, that have a higher conversion of methanol than aspartame in a soda.
Right. It says here that drinking a liter of diet soda would lead to the consumption of 55 milligrams of methanol as compared to as much as 680 milligrams of methanol for a liter of fruit juice.
Yeah. You know what I'm so glad of? I'm so glad that I don't drink diet sodas, period. I don't even have to worry about the discussion. I don't drink fruit juice either, but I mean, you know what? Look at all this hubbub about which artificial sweetener turns into this poison, you know what? Drink water. Just don't drink diet soda. You don't even have to pay attention to the discussion anymore. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, so, you know, doing a little bit of digging, I found that in California passed a law, Proposition 65, in 1986. It requires the governor to maintain a list of carcinogens and reproductive toxicants.
Uh-huh.
Aspartame is on that list. Methanol.
Methanol is on that list.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in what quantities? I mean, I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but I mean, it's like, I'm sure that high amounts of, look, if somebody's drinking one diet soda a day and they're getting, you know, 60 milligrams of methanol residual from that one diet soda, is that the most damning thing in their diet that's going to cause cause fertility issues?
But doesn't it like build up in the body? Because, okay.
That I don't know. I don't know.
I had a friend who was having debilitating migraine headaches and
that's one of the side effects of aspartame, by the
way. I know.
People who are sensitive to aspartame, they get headaches right away from it.
But I said to her, have you tried to stop drinking Diet Cokes or Diet Pepsi? That might be the problem. And she said, no, it's not the problem.
Didn't she say she stopped drinking it for
2 days?
But
the headaches didn't go away for 2 days.
Like, yeah, try doing it for 2 months if you need to. You know, you need to probably clear it out of you. I always thought that aldehyde. I always thought aspartame converted into an aldehyde. Here.
30% of methanol is used to produce formaldehyde in commerce. 30% of methanol in commerce is used to produce formaldehyde. But, you know, but my point is why put this crap in your body?
Yeah, no, and that was my point. Like, I don't even have to pay attention to these discussions because I don't drink diet soda.
Well, I know that there have been people who write blogs that say that in the doses that people drink diet sodas that you don't have to worry about the methanol consumption.
Right.
I don't necessarily agree with that. I'm not a scientist. I'm like you always say, all I am is your co-host, but you don't know. It's just like GMOs, you don't know.
Yeah, you don't really. I mean, I guess if you have one diet soda a quarter, because you like you go out, you want to be sociable. Everybody's drinking soda, so
well,
you get a diet soda.
Then what's wrong with drinking a glass of wine?
I think there's a higher degree of alcohol in a glass of wine.
There's no alcohol in a diet soda.
It converts. But methanol is an alcohol, and then the question becomes, what about sugar alcohols? You know, this is just. I don't know. That's why I don't drink diet soda. I don't have to be part of the discussion. I don't have to tell people who like their diet sodas that they shouldn't. I don't care. I don't drink it. That's it. That's really it for me. I mean, if you need it that bad. And what about regular soda? I mean, there's a lot of people who still drink full-fledged, full sugar, 43 grams of sugar, a can soda.
Even if you're lean, one soda per day ups your risk of diabetes.
We did that show. We actually did a show on that where we talked about just one can of soda, and they did it in young kids. I want to say it was 16 to 22-year-old or something like that. One can of soda, I mean, made their blood sugar go berserk. And so people who think, well, I'm just going to have one soda today, well, that's all you need is just one soda to destroy your body. Do that every day.
Okay, so here's one of the largest studies of its kind examined the link between diet drinks and cardiovascular issues such as heart attack and stroke in healthy postmenopausal women.
What'd they find?
This took place at the University of Iowa. 60,000 women participated in the study, and it found that women who consume two or more diet drinks a day are 30% more likely to experience a cardiovascular event and 50% more likely to die from a related disease.
But see, the problem with this study, I'm not negating what they came up with, but the problem with this study is it doesn't show causality. What it shows is a causal relationship. It's epidemiological. So we could say that women who drink diet soda do so to absolve the guilt about them going to Wendy's twice a day and eating crap food. Or we could say people who drink diet soda are more like, did they correct for cigarette smoking? What did they correct for in that study? So that study is not necessarily show causality. It shows a causal a relationship between the two. But that may be something that people who gravitate to diet soda also gravitate to all these other high-risk things that cause heart attack.
Another study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition showed that aspartame is linked to non-Hodgkin lymphoma and leukemia in men. Mm. A study out of Arizona State University was published in the Journal of Applied Nutrition determined that aspartame causes brain damage by leaving traces of methanol in the blood. Another study published in the U.S. National Library of Medicine determined that long-term consumption of aspartame leads to an imbalance in the antioxidant, pro-oxidant status in the brain.
Wow.
A study published by Washington University Medical School outlines a possible connection between aspartame and brain tumors.
Yeah, I mean, there's a mounting. Look, let's put it this way. It may not just be the methanol, right? We're all focusing on the methanol, when really the problem may be more than just the methanol. So, and again, why drink diet soda?
But okay, so you want to argue the point here. All of these studies are wrong?
No, I never said the other study was wrong. But studies that don't show causality are weak.
None of these studies show causality?
No, they'd have to do a study on rats and give them aspartame and see that tumors grow in their head as a result of the aspartame. There have to be all these other controls in place, their diet, their activity levels. They'd have to control for all these things so that they could say conclusively the aspartame caused the tumors.
Well, and even if that was said, they would have to retract it. That's what happened.
Well, but that may be the case. But the point is this. Who cares? Why drink diet soda? Clearly, something's going on. Clearly, something's going on. And diet soda may be contributing to that something. So why drink diet soda at all? I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand why people have to drink diet soda when they can drink water. I find water very refreshing. But maybe that's just me. I don't know. We have to take a break. All right, let's do this. Let's take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutraCafe. NutraCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutraCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutraCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only
one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. So you had something you wanted to say about the story we went into the break.
Oh, I have a couple things I want to say.
Okay.
First, I want to say it's just not diet soda. It's regular soda that we were talking about when I said even if you're lean, one soda per day ups your risk of type 2 diabetes.
Right.
That's sweetened soda.
Yeah, that's the sugar, right.
There was a new study. Let me just find that. There was a new study published in the British Medical Journal which found that people in the habit of drinking one sugar-sweetened beverage, such as soda or sweetened tea, every day has an 18% increased risk of developing type 2 diabetes over a decade.
And then you also read something about methanol. That methanol, what did you find on methanol?
Okay, so it was the definition of methanol. Okay, so you asked me to look up the definition of ethanol. So while I'm finding my definition of
ethanol,
methanol,
methanol and ethanol, right?
Ethanol, the definition of ethanol is a colorless, volatile, flammable liquid that is the intoxicating agent in liquors and also used as a solvent and in fuel. Okay.
Okay.
So the definition of methanol is a toxic, colorless, volatile, flammable liquid alcohol originally made by distillation from wood and now chiefly by oxidizing methane.
Mm-hmm. So, but methanol seems to be more damning to the body than ethanol. That was my point.
Okay.
So a lot of people will be like, well, it's just another alcohol. What's the big deal? But it's not just another alcohol.
No. Okay. That's all I had to say about that.
You sound like Forrest Gump.
I know.
That's all I've got to say about that.
Okay, where do you want to go next?
I wanted to do the evidence of things that are feminizing men, the 8 disturbing ways society and science is feminizing men.
Pesticides through conventionally raised fruits and vegetables.
And this is a big one, and no one talks about it.
It acts as an estrogen once ingested.
This plays into my discussion that those in the LGBT community who are saying, look, we're born this way, and everybody else is going, no, it's just a choice, you just want to be that way, that it's not. Their brains are changed. Their brains, when their brains are forming in their mother's womb, it's getting mixed messages between masculinizing androgens and feminizing estrogens, chemicals that are interrupting the progression of the traditional, and I don't want to say normal, the traditional sex sexual orientation mechanism of the brain. And so they're right. They are born this way, and it's because of the toxic soup that we live in today, mainly pesticides, herbicides, and chemicals that have androgen and estrogen-like effects, BPA, phthalates, xenoestrogens, phytoestrogens. I mean, it's just crap. So,
okay, soy is the next one.
They have in this article, they have a picture of a guy with severe gynecomastia, and it says that as a result of overconsumption of soy for a long period of time, his breasts change. His breasts look like a woman's breast, don't they?
Yes.
So those vegans out there who love their soy, get ready.
There are many reasons to avoid soy, which is the most heavily subsidized crops by the U.S. government. Yeah. One of the best reasons is the high estrogen-like effects on the body. Too much soy leads to enlargement of the breast tissue, water retention, female pattern fat deposition, and mood swings. It can also decrease testosterone. The next one is hormones in beef.
And if you're getting your beef from conventional sources, that's probably residual hormones in it.
Well, they're also fed soy, which are soaked in pesticides.
And corn.
Yep. Beer. Oh. We were just talking about beer. Look at this guy's belly.
Yeah,
it's
huge. He looks pregnant. I like the next one. I want to go on to the next one.
Okay, go ahead.
Television and the feminizing of men. I would go even further and say television, the media, and modern society. Being masculine is not popular today. They like men who are more feminine. I don't know. Just the way women have been pigeonholed into a corner to think that what women should look like is either a waifish, weak bones, you know, thigh gapish women, or now obese women. You know, these are the two popular phenotypes for women. And if you're a muscular woman, you know, you're frowned upon. Well, men have been being fed a steady diet of a man who is less masculine is less threatening. A man who is less masculine, you know, the dad bod, you know, he's a better man.
Or even the models of men that you see, like, on Express commercials.
They look like girls.
They look like little boys.
Well, little boys are women. They do. They don't look like men. And remember, for 4.6 million years, we have selected for strength, for strong men. Women looked for men who could provide for them. And provision back then wasn't writing computer programs. It was being strong. It was working hard. It was moving things. It was laborious. So for 4.6 million years, we have selected for strength as a quality. Today, strength is not a quality anymore. It's not a virtue. It's a deficit. It's damning. And we have society, through the media, really making men feel somehow sorry if they're masculine. Make them feel like there's something wrong with them because they're masculine. So.
Unsaturated fats.
This is an interesting one. I didn't think about this.
Unsaturated fats from vegetable oils are mostly soy, which, again, they're covered in pesticides.
Estrogenic properties.
Yeah. And saturated fats are from lard, butter, coconut oil, which help to produce testosterone.
Yeah.
And their preferred alternatives.
Yeah,
the next one is the BPA in plastics.
Well, and along with BPA goes all of the endocrine disruptors. Phthalates, bisphenol A, and the ones that we haven't even discovered yet that they're still feeding us.
And the phthalates in different scents.
Yeah, yeah. The phthalates are actually androgen mimicking, and BPA is actually estrogen mimicking. And they get that next one is phthalates. So
yeah, that's what I just said.
Yeah.
So the sources of those shampoos, colognes, perfume, deodorant, hairspray, body lotion, makeup. You know, like those air fresheners, those plug-ins and things.
Yeah, that stuff is basically bathing you in phthalates all day long. If you can smell it, then you are absorbing phthalates.
Just get the you can get a citrus spray for your bathroom.
Which is just citrus oil.
It's just citrus oil, and it smells really good.
It smells better, in fact. It covers smells better.
And it's not really a spray. It's like a
pump.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's no aerosol in it. And they sell that in a variety of places. Trader Joe's used to have it, but they don't anymore. But I think Whole Foods has it.
Well, I get it now from Vitacost has it.
Okay.
And it's like $2.99 for one.
And guys, I'm talking to you now. It's really great at masking foul scents. Let me be the first to tell you. It really, really works.
It's good and it lasts a long time.
I'm going to tell you something else. I'm going to get a little squirrely on you, right? I used to hate to use Glade and those types of air fresheners in the bathroom because I thought some residual amount is going to land on the toilet paper and then I'm going to wipe with it later. So I'm just going to wipe with phthalates. That's exactly what my thought process was. That's why I like this new stuff made with the citrus oil, because it doesn't have any phthalates in it. So we have to take a break.
Okay.
Our last break of the show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Never before has has an anti-estrogen been so powerful? The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Power of the DJ. Technically,
okay.
I'm a DJ. Oh, I got it. I'm sorry.
I want to talk about the doctors that have been found missing.
Yes, and or dead.
Or dead. Now, there's been 8 found dead.
This is amazing. And obviously, people are snoping it, and Snopes is like, well, we don't know. It doesn't look like anything wrong is going on. I've learned not to trust Snopes. I got to be honest with you.
I don't know what to think about it. You said you had some thoughts on it.
I have a theory. I think that these doctors are being singled out and killed. I think they're going to find out in the months to come that someone lost a loved one to a naturopathic process. Like somebody had terminal cancer, and instead of going chemotherapy, they said, no, I'm going to go to a naturopath, and they ended up dying. And so this person is like going out and singling out naturopathic doctors and doctors who use natural alternatives to treat cancers or against vaccines for autism and singling them out and killing them because they lost a loved one to a disease, and they're blaming the naturopathic doctor who treated them that they're the reason that they're dead.
Okay, so here, June 19th, Dr. Bradstreet, formerly of Florida, now practicing in Georgia, was found with a gunshot wound to his chest in a river.
Now, keep in mind, when this story first broke, the mainstream media promoted it as a suicide. They said that he shot himself in the chest. They couldn't find the gun. There was no powder burn on his chest, indicating that he would have had the gun close to him. And usually, if you commit suicide, you shoot yourself in the head. If you shoot yourself in the chest, you don't then throw yourself in a river.
June 21st, Father's Day. Two dead chiropractors, Dr. Holt and Dr. Hedendahl, both reported to be fathers in Florida, both found on the East Coast. Both were presumably healthy. Both were described as very fit. We still have no cause of death listed. June 29th, the beloved holistic Teresa Severs, MD, was found murdered in her home. Her co-worker says she was known as the Mother Teresa of South Florida. On the very same day, June 29th, Jeffrey Whiteside, a pulmonologist, went missing, vanishing when he simply walked away. He was known for his successful treatment of lung cancer. So he went missing.
Yeah, he's missing.
July 3rd, Dr. Patrick Fitzpatrick goes missing. He was traveling from North Dakota to Montana. July 10th, Lisa Riley, 34 years old, a doctor of osteopathic medicine, found in her home with a gunshot wound to her head. Her husband called 911. Evidence showed that there was gun residue found on her hand and not her husband. Okay. July 19th, a month to the day after the first doctor was found dead with a gunshot wound to his chest, Dr. Ron Schwartz was found murdered in his East Coast, Florida home. July 21st, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, a holistic alternative MD, died suddenly. They said it was a cardiac arrest. July 23rd, authorities announced the body found of Dr. Jeffrey Whiteside, who's been missing for 3 weeks. The article states, office confirms the body found of Dr. Jeffrey Whiteside, bringing an ear into a nearly four-week search for the physician.
Where did they find his body and how did he die, did they say?
A .22 caliber gun was recovered at the scene.
So he was shot, they say.
Investigators believe the body had been there for some time.
Are they saying it's a suicide?
They didn't say.
Yeah, they're not saying anything else.
Don't you think this is all too coincidental?
Yeah, I gave you my opinion. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I think somebody is pissed off at doctors that treat patients with natural alternatives and traveling around Florida and killing them. That's it. That's what I think.
Well, no, the one guy was in New York.
Okay. Well, there's a connection between New York and Florida, too, anyway. But all right, so the last thing I want to talk about before we pull the plug on the show is my favorite herbal supplement in the world, ginger. Even modest doses of ginger improves 8 markers of type 2 diabetes. This is really good stuff for anybody who has type 2 diabetes. And quite frankly, the linkage between type 2 diabetes and cancer and ginger's effect on cancer can't be denied. Trial participants were divided into two groups, a control receiving a capsule filled with nothing but a placebo or a capsule filled with 1,600 milligrams of ginger. That's it, just pure ginger. It wasn't an extract. There wasn't nothing special about it. They were followed, and blood tests were done at the beginning, throughout, and at the end of 12 weeks. And what they found was that over the course of 12 weeks, just by including the 1,600 milligrams of ginger in their diet, fasting plasma glucose became stable. A1C dropped. Insulin levels stabilized, and they developed a higher level of insulin sensitivity. Their HOMA, H-O-M-A, scores got better. Their triglycerides got lower. Total cholesterol got lower. C-reactive protein and prostaglandin E2, both independent markers of inflammation, dropped dramatically. Just 1,600 milligrams of ginger. I mean, you could buy ginger, organic preferably, organic ginger, and cut a nugget of it off and eat it once a day for the next 12 weeks if you have type 2 diabetes, and you could actually reverse many of the damning effects of type 2 diabetes. How much easier does it get? That's not glucophage, not metformin, it's not insulin, it's ginger. It's not going to do anything harmful to you either. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Elisa found that. That was great. I love that. I love stories on ginger because ginger is amazing stuff. You should be taking it every day somehow, in tea, in capsule, powder, ginger root, whatever.
You know, surprising, when we were on the ship, they sold ginger supplements to help ease the
seasickness.
Motion sickness.
Yeah. Sailors have been using ginger for nausea and seasickness for 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, good stuff. Good stuff.
So, Dawn Blinken, if you're listening, I know you sent us an email. I'm going to save that for next week's show.
Well, we need to put a campaign together. I need to reach out. You know, I don't reach out to anybody. I need to reach out to people. In the next quarter, we need to mount a boycott to send a signal to Monsanto that you can do whatever you want by bribing and bribing corrupt politicians to see things the way you do. You will not get our dollars. We will not buy from you. We need to send that signal to them because that will make them understand that they need to stop bribing politicians and start paying attention to people.
Politicians need to stop taking bribes.
Oh, I got to say, he's a Democrat, John Yarmuth. I called his office. I have the tape on my Facebook page. I called his office.
He voted no.
He voted no on it. I applaud John Yarmuth.
Yeah,
look,
good for him.
I'm not a partisan guy. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. If you do the right thing on behalf of the American people, you get my applause. That's it. It has nothing to do with partisanism here. Okay? John Yarmuth. He's a staunch Democrat. He voted no on the DARK Act. And I did call him, and the tape is up on Facebook. So there you go.
And he listened.
Yeah. Yeah. He listened to me.
He listened to
you
Carl
Lenore.
You know
what? He didn't pay attention to anybody else. But when he got my call, he's like, oh, man, that's Carl Lenore.
I
better listen to him. You got anything else?
That's it. I don't have any more.
We had a great week here in the studio. Some great shows.
We've got great shows next week.
You got to tune in Wednesday at 1 o'clock, and you have to pass this one around to all your friends, because this notion that there's nothing different about genetically modified foods as compared to regular non-GMO foods is beeswax, and this study shows it, at least in soy. So,
yep.
See everybody next week. Thanks for listening.
Bye.